We've been looking at the subject of death, and today I'd like to look at something a little bit different, and we'll look at why the human being fears death. We may want to ask the question, is death painful? But first, let's look at some thoughts on life and death. Although the phenomena of life counts as the most precious of gifts, and its loss is so grievous and terrifying, nobody can doubt that just as surely as the human being embarks on his life in an involuntary way to spend time in this guest house that we call the world, we must ultimately confront death. And I talked about it in the first program. If we ponder over our world, then it's a world of instability. The wheel of birth and death, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, keeps constantly turning. And we know that whatever comes into existence must go along a path which leads to death. And it makes no difference whether it is us as human beings or the countless forms of life that exist in our world. Every phenomena that the limits of whose motions are set by matter is defined in a fact where its appearance disappears. So we must raise the question of the end of life in our minds first, attempt to analyze it before we go any further. So first we've got to ask ourselves, is this life restricted to this existence which stretches from the moment of birth to the moment of death? Is it confined to this small interval in this world? Is it annihilation after this? Or is there something else? Is it true that beyond this existence there is an eternal tomorrow which will enable us to perceive a new form of ourselves and the world? Will the physical system of this world be transformed into another world? Will it manifest itself into a new and perfect form? And finally, in all these arrivals and departures, and if we have the assumption of forms and annihilations, is there a divine purpose at work? If we conceive death, and these are questions we must look within ourselves, and if within ourselves we conceive death as annihilation, then under whatever circumstances we spend it, it's really miserable, because the anticipation of annihilation is paralyzing. It's awful. But if we believe that death is simply the breaking of the narrow and confining, if I can say, cage of the body and being liberated from it into an ideal and an amazing realm, then death really is the substitution of one form of another. And if I may put it, a change of outer clothes. So when death arrives, we abandon these clothes and this form of clay, and we put the clothes of the transitional realm and then move on to each stage. There's a well-known scholar called Dr. Carroll who says, the answer given by religion to the anxiety the human being feels when confronted with the mystery of death is infinitely more satisfactory than that given by science, because religion gives the human being the answer his or her heart desires. You see, the bitterness of leaving the world is seen as inevitable by someone who thinks that death is annihilation. But once you believe that this world is nothing more than a temporal guest house, and leaving it is a form of progress and ascent in the direction of infinity, then matter has taken a completely different aspect. And it takes away the fear and the dread and the insecurity of death being a nightmare. Imam Hadi once went to visit one of his companions who had fallen sick. And this man had no calmness in him because there was a fear of death. And Imam addressed him, talked to him, and he said, "Oh Abdullah, oh Abd of Allah, you fear death because you do not understand it correctly. Tell me, If your body was soiled with dirt, so that you were pained and discomfort and afflicted with running sores, and you knew that a washing in the bathhouse would rid you of all that filth and pain, would you not wish to avail yourself of the bathhouse to cleanse yourself of the dirt? Or would you be so reluctant to do so and prefer to remain in the state where you were, which was dirty? And the man said, Yabna Rasulallah, O descendant of the Messenger of Allah, I would definitely prefer to wash myself and become clean. And Imam said, no, that the death is exactly like the bathhouse. It represents your last chance to rid yourself of your sins, to purify yourself of evil. If death embraces you now, there can be no doubt that you will be freed of all sorrow and pain and attain everlasting happiness and joy. And hearing the words, he changed completely. There was a tranquility that appeared on his face, and it was in this tranquil state that he surrendered himself to death. Then he closed his eyes, seeing the truth of what death is. Imam Hussain alayhi salam says that death to the children of Adam is like the necklace on the neck of a bride. We've got to understand this. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, I swear by God that the son of Abu Talib is more at ease with death than a suckling infant with the breast of its mother. But this happens when we understand that and know that what we do here, what we sow here, we will reap in the hereafter. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam in his concept of life says, even if I be able to give the whole world, even if I were to be given the whole world and all its contents, I would not unjustly remove the husk of a single grain from the mouth of an ant. This is a concept of life that then makes us be able to see death in something as a something completely different. And if we do understand that death is not annihilation, then the fear that we may have is because we know ourselves. It is the deeds that we've performed that give us a reason for fearing death. And Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi puts it so beautifully. He says, O you who attempt to flee death in your fear, it is yourself that you fear. Use your intelligence. It is your countenance that is ugly, not the visage of death. Your soul is a tree on which death is the leaf. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, ayah 6 to 8. He addresses the Jews. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ عَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. Say, O you who are Jews, if you think that you are the favorites of Allah to the exclusion of other people, then invoke death if you are truthful. And they will never invoke it because of what their hands have sent before. And Allah is aware of the deeds of the wrongdoers. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also depicts for us the fruitlessness of the lives of those who turn their backs on the truth and literally struggle helplessly in, if I can say, the whirlpool of meaningless. If we look at Surah An-Nahl, this is Surah number 16, ayah 20 to 21, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ أَمْوَاتٌ غَيْرُ أَحْيَا وَمَا يَشْعَرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. And those whom they call on besides Allah have not created anything while they are themselves created. Dead, they're not living, and they know not when or what they shall be raised. Let's look at Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 152, in complete contrast to those who have lived their lives knowing that they will reap what they sow. Ayah 154, so beautiful. وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ وَلَحْيَاءٌ وَلَا قِلَّا يَشْعُرُونَ. Do not call dead those who have given their lives in the way of Allah. They are living in the presence of their God, receiving sustenance from Him, although you do not perceive it. In Surah At-Tawbah, and I love this verse, it's so beautiful. Ayah 38, it says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Ma lakum idha kila lakum unfiru fi sabilillahi thaqaltum ilal ardh. Araditum bil hayati dunya min al akhirah. Fama mata'u al hayati dunya fil akhirati illa kaleel. O you who believe, what excuse have you got that when it is said to you, go forth in the way of Allah, you should incline heavily to the earth? Are you content with the world's life instead of the hereafter? But the provision of this world's life compared with the hereafter is but a little. Inshallah, we will continue with the subject of death.